Okay, today's daf Sanhedrin Chaf Hey. We're going to start with the Gemara on Chaf Dalam and Beis. So the Mishnah had been discussing people who are possible. We explained that it's Durabonan. So one of them was the gambler. Begins the Gemara Masachik Bekuvia, the gambler, literally the dice player, Michael Ovid. What exactly did he do to render him possible? What Rashi learned is that he's possible both to be a witness and certainly to be a dayan. So the first opinion is Omar Rami Bar Chama. He says, "Mishum dehavi asmachta, v'asmachta lo kanya." So, an asmachta will translate as reliance, that you relied upon something that deep down you never thought that was going to happen. So, therefore, you didn't have das to ever commit yourself to paying for this because you didn't think it was ever going to happen. And it says here, an asmachta is lo kanya. Turns out it's actually a machlokus. Rabbi Yossi holds that an asmachta is koine, but we don't pask in that way. So, the reason why a gambler is a thief is because he had an asmachta, that's like theft, and there was never really a kinyan. Rashi says, asmachta haini dova she'enu noisein lo midaito, ela someich al dova she'enu. He doesn't willingly give this. He relies on something that's not going to happen. Desavish hu yochel natseach. He thinks he's going to win this bet, this gambling, this card game, whatever it is. Ufamim sheminatz chin oso. Sometimes he gets beat. So, he didn't have in mind it. He relied upon the fact he was going to win. No one would ever throw away their money, so they think when they're gambling, deep down they think they're going to win. The harai, you'll find people who buy lottery tickets and can tell you for hours and hours upon all the things they're going to do when they win the money. He thinks he's going to win. Next, Rashi, Dibra Maskalokanya, Vahavale, Ke'ein Gazela Biyodo. Since there wasn't a complete, you need complete das to be machna something, and he didn't think he was going to lose, so he gave it over, but he didn't give it over willingly, so therefore it's Ke'ein, it's like a Gazela, that's why it's a Gazela Dirabonan. So that's the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. Okay. Rav Sheish Sam, Rav Sheish gives a different reason, explaining why the Mesachik Bekuvia is possible. Kikol hagav no lava smachtahi. No, all these cases, gambling is not an asmachta. So then he has to figure out why is the Mesachik Bekuvia possible? Ella lefish ena sukim yeshuva shel olam, because he's not a productive person. That's why it's not a theft. He's just this type of character person we don't want being a judge. Right? Rashi says hi kikol hagav lava smachta who. So what's in the case of an asmachta? This isn't kigon de im ovir velo aved ashav meitova. More in Bava Metzia, if he wants to convince the guy to let him rent his land, and he says I'm going to work the land because the owner's afraid if I rent the land out, then he lets it lie fallow, then my property's going to get ruined. So the renter says no, I'm going to work it, and if I don't, I'll pay you back with the best. I'll pay you back meitav. That's one example. Another example, Mashlus the Shtaro, the Get Poshet. So, case in Bav Basra, the case over there is talking about where a person makes a loan. I'm going to give you $500. Okay, so when the loan is due, the person doesn't yet have all the money, pays him back $250. They make up a condition. You know what? I'm going to pay you back the last remaining amount, the $250, within 2 weeks. And I tell you what. If I don't pay you, then he gives his shtar over to a third party to hold on to him. He says, I'm so convinced I'm going to pay you back now within the time. If I don't pay you the remaining amount owned, that $250, if I don't pay you that back by the due date, the 2 weeks from now, then you can take back the shtar all over again and you'll be able to take me to basement for the full $500. Meaning I'm guaranteed I'm going to pay you up. So that's the case of what's called mashlus as shtar. He gives over to a third party. Rashi says, "De somech al lo dover, de sover kol ze biyodi lasois," because he thinks I can do this. Now the halacha is over there. Let's say the guy didn't really end up paying on time; he cannot come and collect a new $500 because he never had das for that. He really was so convinced of it. He only did these things to exaggerate to convince the guy to let him, either work the field or to let him pay back the loan, not to recollect everything. So even if he, whatever happened, he wasn't able to, he didn't. But Rashi's theme is an asmachta, something that is biyodo. Umreishi ki masni adaita de lo yohivle la asmachta ka masni de toya vasovra lo yovali de kach. It's never going to come to this. Avahocha, but here in our case, lo somech amid. He's not really relying on anything. De ho lo yode inotzach ilo notzach. Here he doesn't know whether he's going to win or not. Vafilo hochi As he says, Shema Amino, Misveika, Asni Gomer, Vaakne, Velo Gazelahi. So in this case, that's why Galen here is not Nasmach, the way Rashi explains of Sheshis. Tosfos quotes two opinions. They quote Rashi, but there's also the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. So the Rabbeinu Tam, is found in the skinny lines, about four lines down on Chaf Heyam and Aleph. Al Kain near Rabbeinu Tam Lefarish Hochi. Ki kol haigav na lav asmachtehi, de lo havi asmachte elehecha she'ein yochel harviach. Well, there's no benefit. He can't gain. He can't win anything out of this. He go and mash this start, right? The case where we just saw, he's just trying to delay it. He's not getting benefit out of it. But here, since there's a benefit to be gained out of it, that's why it's not an asmachta. There is the re as well, but I just wanted to point out two lines from the bottom of the long Tosfos. There is an important thing that comes up when talking about gambling. So Tosfos says, "V'ha de paskina de mesachi pekuv yekani." When we talk about that, doing gambling, I'm going to speak it out now, actually, what the halacha is. But when we talk about this, that's when the money is on the table, right? Ma'us shneim al pi hadaf, that they pay up front. That's like a kinyan is made at that point when they put the money down up front. So therefore, that's what Tosfos says, in order to get around the halachic issue, again, not talking the hashkafa, but at least the halachic issues of gambling and stealing, if the money is placed down on the table, that would prevent many potential problems. But they're gambling based on a trust, on a promise, I'm going to pay you in the future if I lose. Afilu hikni lo mahani. It doesn't work. Imlo hikni mebeis in choshuk izbis in the darm. So that's why I don't advocate gambling at all, but when people ask me, you know, participating in an office pool or stuff like that, there's these types of poker tournaments where you pay up front. I say that's exactly how you have to do it. Not to advocate gambling. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky has a very beautiful, it's a powerful presentation about the evils of gambling and how addictive and how destructive it could be. But if a person does choose to, use gambling as a recreational activity, then in order to play, they should definitely, an office pool should put the money in up front. Some posts can point out that might be a heter for the slot machines because the money is present at that time. It's not a problem. The money is, it's buried in there. If you can be the lucky winner to get the money out of the slot machine, but the money is present. It's not a promise that's going to be delivered at a later date. That's based on this Tosfos, the idea that the money should be on the... So let's just go one more line to go on, and we'll talk with halacha lemaisa. So we said Rami Bar Chama held that the asmachta that a mesachi pekuvi is a gazlan, and Rav Sheshit says no, he's not a gazlan, but he's just not being productive. So the Gemara asks now, 5-6 lines up, my binahu, what's the nafkamina between the two? So ik binahu the gomer amunoso achridi. If the guy has another job, if the guy has a real full-time job and he's being productive and he just gambles on the side, well, according to Rabbi Bar Chama, it's very nice. Whether you're stealing on the side or you're stealing full-time, you're still a thief, you're puzzle. But according to Sheshis, if the whole problem is that it's a character thing, the guy's not being productive, he is productive. He just, on the weekends, after hours, he gambles, so then that would not be a problem according to him. It would seem that this machlokis in the Gemara basically goes straight down the paper trail. In other words, Machlokes Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshis is a machlokes amongst the Rishonim, the Sfardim, versus the Ashkenazim. The Rambam paskins like Rami, well, let's just say in Pasha, it sounds like he paskins like Rami Bar Chama, that it's a Gezel Durabonin. And the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Bali, the Ashkenazim, they seem to be holding like the Rav Sheshis, that it's that it would be technically allowed if a person did have another job. Even the Rivash, though, who's Ashkenaz, writes that yes, technically speaking, it might be allowed, but he calls it like a dover maguna, disgusting thing to gamble. Not dabbing. That machloikis between the Rishonim, within the Rishonim already, the Rambam, Tosfos, is a machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, and the Ramah paskins like the Tosfos. That, again, if all these conditions are met, then there won't be any halachic issue of doing that. I think Rabbi Jack, in his book, Gray Matter, he said he asked the Rav about gambling. He said, I can't tell you it's prohibited, but I don't recommend it. Meaning it's not a good habit. A lot of these environments are not conducive for a Ben Torah. etc. Within modern day poskim, again works out the whole party line. The Rami Baruch Ami of Sheshes Machlokes and the Rishonim within the Shulchan Aruch is also Machlokes between Chacham Vadi Yosef and Reb Moshe Sternbach Shlita about lottery tickets. Chacham Vadi Yosef says you can't do it. It's gambling. You cannot buy a lottery ticket. So, you know, as we say, it's not always a Sephardi party. You can't buy a lottery ticket for Chacham Vadi Yosef's Pesach. Reb Moshe Sternbach says, no, you could, because it's no different than any type of investment. There's a potential value. If I buy real estate, it could potentially go up in value. So too, if I buy this lottery ticket, it has value inherently in it. Okay. Much more to talk about. We'll go on now. Tan, Omer Yehuda, Amosai. Bizman she'ein lohen unos elohu. When is this a problem? When the guy doesn't have any other parnasa. Aval yesh lehen umnos shelohu harei kasherim. But if he has another parnasa, then in fact that would be fine. That would be fine for him to gamble. Aval yesh lehen umnos. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Aval yesh lehen umnos shelohu harei kasherim. Okay, two lines in the bottom. Alma time of the masnisin mishum yeshiva she'olam. Who? We see that the Mishnah is going like this, that the whole problem is only that you're not being productive. But if you're working, you are productive, you could. So Kash the Rami Bar Chama, that's a Kasha who said the whole problem is that he's a Gazlin. No, V'chitein pligi Rabbanan alei the Rebbe Yehuda. If you can tell me, no, really, that's just Rebbe Yehuda Shita, but the Rabbanan argue with Rebbe Yehuda, and in fact, Rami Bar Chama is going to go like the Rabbanan. You can't say that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Makom Shomer Rabbi Yehuda, and on the top, Amosai Uvama, right? Anytime Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Amosai, which is what was used in our Mishnah, or Bamel, like Umam Adurim, Eina El Farish Divrei Chachamim, that he's coming just to explain the Divrei Chachamim, right? But he's not going to argue with them. That means there's no machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Amosai Lefarish, Mamel Lachalak. No, he makes a difference. When it says Amosai, yeah, that comes to explain with them. There's no argument, but Ubamed Varmur, he's being cholik on them. The Chuli Am, Amosai Lefarish. But everybody agrees, at the end of the day, Amosai is explaining. So therefore, you can't come and say that Rabbi Barcham has anybody on his side. So one's saying, Gavra Karamis? Wait, you're making a kasha, one, you're putting one against the other? No, Mar Sov or Pligi, Mar Sov or Lo Pligi. Rami Bar Chama holds that they're arguing, right? Even when he uses the term Amosai. And Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, Rabbi Yochanan, also, they're not, agree. They're not, no problem. One second, says the Gemara, Lo Pligi? They're not. V'hatan, you learned in a braisa. Bein sheyesh lo unos shelohu, bein she'ein lo unos elohu, harez apostle. What Bryce says, whether he has another job or he doesn't have a job, the Masachim Kuvi is possible. No, he Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Tarfin he. That Bryce is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfin. Detanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meshum Rabbi Tarfin La Olam Ein Echa Mehem Nazir Lefi Shelo Nitna Nazirus El Lahaflo. So the case Rashi speaks out about this Nazirus. Right, so Rashi says in Diramas, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Shnaim Yoshin VeEchad Oivir. So two guys are sitting on a bench. One guy's walking past them. Ze Omer Ploni HaOvir Nazirhu. One guy says that guy's walking past us. He's got long hair. He must be a Nazir. Ze Omer, and the other guy says Ein a Nazir. Nope, he's not a Nazir. He's a Stam. He's a hippie. Got long hair. VaOmer Echad, and someone else says Hareini Nazir Im Kamoso. Who shehu Nazir? I'll be a Nazir if it's like you. If you were correct, and then I'll be the Nazir. V'chaver Omer Hareini Nazir Im Kamoso. Who v'sheinu Nazir? Right. So I'll be the Nazir if he was right, and the guy is not a Nazir. Shnei mischavni l'nazirus nimtze ke'echad mehem. V'Omer Rabbi Tarfin ein echad mehen Nazir. Rabbi Tarfin says neither one of them is a Nazir in this case. She'al ha'sofek Omer devar of tichila ve'ein zo haflo dechiyafli ish lefarish mashma. So you have to actually specify it. Rashi explains, Alma Rabbi Tarfin dechit ale tonoa b'midi delav b'yode v'lo yodala. If he doesn't know, he's unsure. Afilu hachi havi asmachta v'lo amrinan b'sveika gomer v'akne. So therefore, that's why this case is, you have to speak it out. You have to be very explicitly. So too, in the case of the gambling, it has to be explicit and you know exactly what you're going to do. Right, so that's why it's in a smachta and it's not valid. So then the Mishnah went on and said, the next case, malve beribis. So, a little introduction. The Gemara says, the person who lends with ribis, so not only is the one who makes the loan, but everybody involved in this also gets an Aveira, that the borrower, the lender, the sofer, the Edim, the Orev, every involved gets the Aveira. Malva Ribis says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Loivi Ribis, Postal Edis, Vahanan Tanan, Malva Ribis, Milva Habob Ribis. It must be talking about a loan that comes with Ribis, meaning this, what we just said, that everybody involved in the Milva is disqualified. Bar Bini Tos as hidu be tre sahade. So two people who testified about this person, Bar Binitos. Chad, number one, said, Kame didi v'oisif beribisu. He lent me money, right? And the Chad, number one, says, Ladidi osfi beribisu. One says, no, he lent me with, meaning I'm the one who did it. Not that I saw it do it, but he gave me the loan with Ribis. So pasli Rava lebar binitos. So Rava pasled him. Rava, who the Amr Rav said, Loiv Riv is possible to Edis. Rav has only said that what the borrower is possible. So if the guy is saying that he came along and was the one who borrowed the money from him, so one second, Havli Rasha, Vatar Amra, Altashis Rasha Aid. So how can he testify? He's saying, I'm Rasha. I took a loan with Ribis. So Rav the time, no. So we saw this earlier, I think on Daf Tes, maybe, that the idea that the person is a karav to himself and he can't make himself into a rasha. So there was a certain shoychet, they found that he was selling treif meat. So pasli Rav Nachman va'arvrei. Rav Nachman pasled the shoychet and removed him from his position. Also, Rabbi. Also, he went inside. Rabbi Maze Vitufre. So he went and he grew his fingernails long and he grew his hair long. So these are like external signs showing his remorse. The guy's trying to do tshuva. So Rav Nachman Achshuri. So Rav Nachman wanted to, you know, bring him back, put him back in his place. You know, I see him looking. I see the guy looks like he's pretty sincere. So Amalei Rava Dilma Arume Ka'omar. Maybe this whole thing is a harama. Maybe the guy's just faking it. So Elamai Tekante, so what could he do? What could this Shochet do? Can Rav Edi Bar Abin? He has to do what Rav Edi Bar Abin said. Da'om Rav Edi Bar Abin, ha-chashud ah-ha-treifus. If a person is chashud, we suspect he's selling treif meat. Ein lo tekon ad sheyelich l'mokum she'ein makir no. So he has to go to a new place where nobody knows him, nobody recognizes him. So Lamaisa, nowadays this might be hard with all types of social media, but back in the Gemara, you could go where nobody knows who you are. So the guy goes to a mokum she'ein makir no, so ve'yach zir aveda bedover ha'choshuv. He finds something lost that was very valuable and returns it. We didn't have to. Oh, she yotze treif mitachas yado bedover ha'choshuv mishalo. Or he gives something he had a loss, you know, an expensive animal, and he suffers the loss instead of trying to pass it off. So in that case, then we see that he is he's sincere, and then he could be reinstated. There's a Zilberstein has a couple of tshuvas in the Sefer discussing one case is where a person had a sleepless night or something like that. So he's up in the middle of the night and he's walking around. He sees by the makolet, he sees that they are making a delivery in the middle of the night of non-kosher meat. So the guy is furious. He's shocked that this is happening. But he has the following question. What should he do at this point? Should he confront the person and expose them directly? So he's going to catch this one guy, this one store owner who is selling non-kosher, faking it, pretending it's really kosher food. But, Yiddish a cup. He says, if I wait a little bit, I could wait till the next time the guy comes to the store, follow him around, because Mistam, he's not just making this delivery late at night, he's going to other stores as well, and I'll break the ring, I'll catch him in all the stores he's going to. So that was the Shaila. Now, what's the Tutsdodim? Is it better to stop the Aveira from happening right now? Or, on the one hand, maybe a smaller Aveira, I won't say small, but a lesser Aveira, that only in one store, be able to save many more people from the potentially eating the treif. So he discusses, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Moed Katan, which talks about how they used to mark off the fields that had a mace there so that the Kohanim would know not to walk on there. And any taras that were brought over there would have to be burned. So he says if there was less than a kezias there, then they wouldn't mark it up. It's Papa, because it's going to eventually, even though right now it's a problem, it's going to eventually shrink in size, and therefore less than a kezayis is not going to be metame them. So therefore, they're willing to take a small loss now in order to prevent a big loss in the future. So it sounds like that would apply over here. If that, then our insomniac in the middle of the night should not bust them right away. He should wait a little bit, and then he'll catch many more fish. He'll get a lot of people who are being dishonest. So Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Paskin, immediately you have to stop it right now and get to stop the Nakash Amit, because the difference is this is Biyadayim. You're willingly going and enabling them to do the Avera. Okay. Next case in the Gemara was Mafriche Yonim, those people who fly pigeons. My Mafriche Yonim, who are these bird racers? So Hachi Targuma I Tik Deme Yonach Leyon. If your pigeon gets there before my pigeon, right? That's how they explained it. Rechamabar Oshiahu Omer Aura. So Aura is a type of bird, a pigeon, that's trained, like they could fly past other people's birds and get them to follow them. So therefore, it was like stealing. I'll get my bird to fly past your dovecote, whatever it is, and they'll all come to me, and then your pigeons will come and fly in the land of my property, and I get your pigeons that way. So it's like stealing. So the first one's like it's like a gambling type of thing. The second one is like a type of a gezel, even though technically speaking, it might not be a gezel deraisa. So man the amr I takdeme li yonach liyoin. So my time lo amr ara. So why doesn't he want to say the pshat of the mafrichi yoma is the case of the this trained pigeon? So amalach ara mipnei darchi shalom ba'alma. No, the whole reason is that it's not really a pigeon, because the pigeons never really belonged to the person, to the owner, right? They live on the property of them, but the reason why we don't do it is because it's like darchi shalom. You know, society won't function so well if people don't go around doing this. Mandomer held that the pshat of Mefrichiona is these pigeon racers. So my time below Omer e takdime yonach leon. Why did he learn it's a case of the racers? So I'm like, hain masachei pekuvia. That's gambling. We already have that list in the Mishnah. Therefore, it can't be. So the idoch, right? How would they answer back that it's not being redundant? Teach me both masachei pekuvia, the dice gamblers, and the Mefrichiona, the bird gamblers. So one second, tana tola bedas atzmo. One is where it's my own chap. I'm the gambler, my skill. Or the other one is when on my bird. That's not me. That's my bird is a different type of thing. There's gambling. There's two different types of gambling. Tzricha, you need both. De'i tanatola b'das atzmo. Hasam hu de lo gamer umakne. De omer kimli b'nafshoy di yada'ano tfei. Right? Aval toile b'das yono emelo. So he says, when I'm gambling, so then it's up to me, and I know I can beat the guy I'm up against. But when it comes to my bird, so I don't know. I can't guarantee my bird's going to win. My bird's not going to win. But that's not me. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. V'iton tola b'das yono. In the other way, if you're going to say the pshat, the halacha is only person when it's his bird that's flying. Domer ben naksha talya milsa. There's like these like type of knockers, clappers that gets the bird to go to race fast. And I know how to be a good knocker, a good clapper. When it comes to myself, aim a low. So maybe when it's my own thing, it's my own decision. So therefore, it wouldn't count in that case. Therefore, the Gemara explains why we had to have both types of cases. Meisvei laski akasha. Mesachik bekuvia. Elohein amesachikim et bepispasim. Right, these are the ones who have the dice. Velop pispasim bilvadom, but not only with dice, they're gambling. Elafilu klipe egoizim, klipe rimonim, the types of like peels and shells from the egos, from the nuts, or from a rimon, from a pomegranate. And they use like chips, you know, that was the commodity. Ve'emisai chazoroson. So how do you know when they've really done a complete tshuva? How do you know that we read? Because it's an important thing to point out to you. The Gemara says, yeah, they're apostle, but they could reinstate themselves. It's not farfallen. You're not gone forever. So how do you know? How can they do chazara? When they break them, they break these chips. They don't even do this for free, meaning they don't even play without betting, right? So therefore they could do tshuva. The next part of the Brayis, Malva Ribis, when they lent with Ribis, Echad Malva Echad Aloyveh, right? Both the one who lent and the one who borrowed, right? Emesai chazaros. And when do they? How do they do tshuva? Mi sheyikru es shtarehem v'yachzur behem chazara gemura. When they rip up the shtar that had the loan written down, afilu legoy lo mozve, and they won't even lend to interest with the goy, which technically speaking is allowed. But I think it's important that, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, that everybody knows what areas they need to be mechazik themselves in. So a person says, look, I obviously have a taiva, a yetzahar, to do this sort of thing, to lend with interest. So even though there's a case where it's mutter, I need to make a getter for myself. And I'm not going to even lend to a non-Jew because it's a slippery slope. If I do it in a case where it isn't, I might come to lend, because I have a history of this, I have a behavior pattern of lending. With ribbis, I might even do it to a yid, which is an iser deraisa, depending on the circumstances. Okay, umafrichionim, those who fly the birds. Elu shememarin es yonim, those ones who like get them to start flying. Even with different wild animals, domesticated animals, birds. The emesai chazarosim. When do they do tshuva? Mi sheyishabru es pigmehem. When they break these types of like fixtures that they have, right, where the animals stand on them, like to race from them. V'yachzur behem chazar gemura. Da'afilu b'midbar na'milu avdei. They won't even do in the midbar where there's no one to really steal from. They don't just go through this action of having them racing again. Soichrei shavias, right? So who's this? Elu she noisim v'noisim v'peiro shavias. These are people who do business deals with Shemitah produce. So when do they do tshuva? Once every 7 years. When the next Shemitah cycle comes around and what's it called? They don't do it again. Right? It's like the Rambam writes that the tshuva is when a person's placed back in that same circumstance and they refrain from doing it. Not only have to do it, but you have to give back the money. So the chiddush is, by this one, they're talking, but really you have to do well. The Yad Ramah points out, but the chiddush is over here, is that who do they steal from in the Shemitah? It's Hefker. They stole from the Neim. So even in that case, they have to give back. There's a beautiful tshuva Ramosha has about a Baal Teshuva who did a lot of things wrong, and he goes through, apparently he read a whole list of things that he did. He stole from a pushka, he didn't know who he stole from. Ramosha goes point by point, and the tshuva explains to him what he has to do for all these things. And if it's stolen from public funds, you have to give back to a public fund. He has to remember how much exactly it was, some of it when he was a katan, some was after his bar mitzvah. But I think the yesod is that you see that it's possible to do tshuva for these things. The person shouldn't feel they made mistakes. And it's too far gone. The Gemara is telling us it's important to keep in mind as we enter into the Elul Zman soon. Mirtz Hashem. So again, just the Gemara Brises continue. Ketzah, what does he do? Omri says, Ani ploni bar ploni. Kinasti mosayim zuz peperu shvius, right? I took $200 from peperu shvius. Harehen nesunim b'maton laniyim, and now I'm giving this over as a gift to the poor. Ketani mehas. However, the Gemara, this is all part of Akasha, right? It says behema, right? So you see that the person who has the mafrich yom would apply to behema as well. Bishleim l'manto amr e takmedinu yonach liyoin. If my bird got there first, hay demishkachas law behema, you could have with the behema. Elamanda omer aura. But if your whole vort was that this pshat is that they are the ones who are going around having the animals follow other than behema bashachili, right? Could a domesticated animal, a behema, really go around learning other domesticated animals to follow you? Where it says in, yes, you could. Bishor habar. The shor bar is a wild ox. Kemanda omer shor habar min behemahu. Right, and this is going according to the Manda Omer, who holds that the Shohabar is a type of behema. The Tanan Shohabar min behemahu, Rabbi Yosi Omer min chaya. So it's a machloikis as to whether or not it was a what's it called? Is a chaya or a behema? Okay, Emir Tashem, we will stop here.